much, and thank you for giving me the floor and for your flexibility and all that. I greatly appreciate it on what is an otherwise very busy day. But it is, I want to avail of this opportunity, if I could, just to provide some outline information about Ireland's upcoming presidency of the Conference on Disarmament. But first of all, if I could congratulate you, Ambassador Hashim Mustafa, for your work as President of the CD and your ongoing work as President of the CD, including the organisation of the various thematic debates on nuclear disarmament, transparency in nuclear doctrines and arsenals, disarmament education and research, and of course we look forward to today's session on challenges of new and emerging threats. These sessions, we believe, Ambassador, have provided a very valuable opportunity for Member States to exchange views on these important matters related to our agenda. I'd also like just briefly to commend you on your work towards reaching an agreement on the draft decision on the work of the CD, building, of course, from the efforts of the Indian, Indonesian and Iranian presidencies which preceded, and which will hopefully provide the space for the CD to enter into a more focused and substantive discussions around the various pressing issues on our agenda. This should also ensure that the presidency of Italy at the beginning of next year will be able to pick up where we've left off and ensure the continuity of our work. President, I'm sure that you will agree that such continuity and signs of progress at the CD, albeit incremental, are badly needed and long overdue. Indeed, Ireland, for its part, firmly believes that it is more important now than ever that the CD revert to the role for which it was initially conceived. Faced with an increasingly fraught state of global affairs, rising geopolitical tensions, unstable international peace and security context, and of course the ongoing challenges to multilateral diplomacy, it is essential against that backdrop that the CD fulfill its vocation as the single multilateral disarmament negotiating body. Under the Ireland presidency, along with my colleagues, we will do everything that we can to achieve the progress towards that end. The current security context demands nothing less. President, it goes without saying, therefore, that in the event of a hoped-for agreement on a decision on the work of the CD, that the calendar of Ireland's presidency will be structured around the work of the subsidiary bodies. And whilst that remains our preferred outcome, we have nonetheless, as a contingency, foreseen a calendar consisting of a series of thematic debates in line with the CD agenda topics, and which takes into consideration also the considerable demands that will arise for delegations from the NPT PrepCom at the end of July and the beginning of August. The choice of thematic topics, should they be required, as I say, insist this is a contingency, the choice takes account of those areas already addressed by preceding presidencies in the current calendar year and derives from CD agenda items 1, 2 and 6. President, in conclusion, whilst the creation of the subsidiary bodies will not be an end in and of itself, it will be very much a welcome development. It is imperative that this body engage in substantive and meaningful discussions to further our work with a view to returning the CD to its original purpose. And I urge all CD member states to show the necessary flexibility and political will that is essential in embarking upon and realising our collective task. Thank you, Chairman.